Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
This is one of these segments of a show that you could play anytime. In the next few years, it'll probably still be apropos. Things that you would never have believed to happen that are happening right now. Let me just go ahead and give you a teaser. If I said to you 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that there's a group of people that are going to declare that men are women, would you have believed me? If I said to you they're going to let men compete with women, they're going to let men live in women's prisons, they're going to tell you that men can have babies, that kind of thing, what would you have looked? Would you have looked at me and said, we may want to get Kevin checked out? Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Men can be women. Who? If I said you, I said, Kevin, you're a kook. You must be kidding. Are you working on a comedy set? If you had said it to me, I would have been like, you're not serious, right? But this is where we are. The Federalist wrote this, by the way, but I will tell you, I know when I'm on the right thought thread, because I was sitting here thinking, what can I talk about during the holidays to remind people that the world that we know has changed dramatically? And you know who did it? Wackademics. I saw an article by some Harvard professors, two of who had tenure, and they've been run out of Harvard, and they said this: we didn't realize what we created with all of this nonsense that we've been allowing to permeate Wackademia. It's not academia, folks, it's Wackademia. DIE, diversity, inclusion, and equity, which should die. They call it DEI, but it's DIE. They give credit to Elon Musk for saying it, but I've been saying it since it came out. I said anybody that thinks DEI is anything more than should happen is the DIE is absolutely wrong. I'm on record for that. Now, I'm not trying to take ownership. I don't care. Somebody probably said it before I did. But I know what I thought about it the minute I saw it. Because how can you take the most diverse, equitable, and inclusive country in the world and accuse it of the very opposite? The same way you can accuse men of being women. The trend, they said, that most have shocked my grandparents, this is the guy who write this, is transgenderism. Men now competing with women in sports, being housed with women in prison. In 2021, Biden appointed a man as a four-star general and proclaimed that he was the first female four-star officer. I watched Jeopardy. Two transsexuals have won as women, men who are as women, and they say, these are the first two women to, you know, blah, blah, blah. They are not the first two women. They are the first two men who are pretending to be women that won whatever award you want to give them. And see what we've done? We've created this new category of people. See, it used to be, well, who's the first black, and who's the first Hispanic, and who's the first black, blah, 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 and who's the first this. Now it's who's the first transsexual to do whatever. Why? Does it matter? Look, I'm very proud when they tell me, well, Jack Johnson was the first black heavyweight champion. I get it, because they were oppressed. Oh, but Kevin, the transsexual are oppressed. No, they're not. They might be mocked. They might be ridiculed a bit, but they're not oppressed. They have opportunity in this country. And also, hate to say it, it's a choice. Being black wasn't a choice when Jack Johnson knocked out white men. When Joe Louis knocked people out in the ring. When Jesse Owens went and represented America. It wasn't a choice. They knew exactly who they were the minute they stepped in there. Anything else is a choice. I want to make a statement for my sexual peccadillo or the way that I feel because of my biological dystopia or myopia or whatever you want to call it. If I had said to you a decade ago, this is where we'd be in this particular issue, you'd look at me like I was crazy, and you'd be right. This is where we are. You want to know what the next one is? If I had said to you that people are going to be taking, they're going to block puberty, because they want children to buy into this nonsense that they can pick their sexuality, that they can, you know, I don't know, they're saying now that children can make this decision as young babies. This is what the Federalist writes. A second shocker is that parents are enabling young children to try to change genders with dangerous surgeries and puberty blockers. Many public schools have a policy of not telling the parents if their son or daughter has adopted a transgender identity at school. Have you seen how easy it is to get a kid to do something, to try something? And they do something that is going to have lifelong ramifications. And here's what is most surprising. They don't want to tell you. They say, it's not your right, parent. Who are you to believe that you have responsibility for your child when your child is a child of the state? If we want to take your child from you, if we want to take your child off life support, if we want to kill your child, put him in foster care, you name it, send him to war, you have no authority over us. We are the state. If you had said to me, let me put it this way, I was raised by my grandparents, and my grandmother was a strong black woman. And if you had said to her, you were going to take me and my brother away from her over whatever, let me tell you what you would have. You would have a fight on your hands. And it would be one that you would probably underestimate, because my grandmother would have whooped your head. She'd have fought like a mama grizzly. But now we have parents who readily, I mean, they just hear, my child, and WACademia has adopted it. I remember when school authorities wouldn't dare. Let me put it to you this way. I can tell you a true story from my life. Mr. Fields was our, I went to China Elementary. Mr. Fields was our principal. And I remember, I don't remember the details, but I remember something happening where I went to Mr. Fields' office. And let me tell you what he said. I got to check with your grandmother. That's what he said. I don't remember what was going on, but he said, I'm not going to make a move until I have permission from your grandmother. And I was like, well, I understand. Because I did. There was a time when people respected parental authority. Maybe it was because that was a time when parents actually engaged. It wasn't the nanny state. There's a total of 13 of these we're going to go through. I think you're going to find it fascinating. Then we're going to get futuristic on you. So I'm glad you guys are listening to my little show here. Kevin Jackson, who you listening to? 844-551-8255. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We're talking about mind-blowing things that have occurred over the past few years that if someone had asked you years ago or said to you something that was going to occur, you would have said, no way. No way. Now, there's some that are so emblazoned in my brain that I can't, you know, I don't know if it's even on the list. I'm pretty sure it is. In fact, I think we will cover it. But one that immediately comes to mind, and I would be curious, what's the one that comes to mind to you? We just talked about men as women. Yeah, and as I always like to explain in the transgender discussion, we rarely talk about women who become men. That discussion just doesn't seem to occur. But we do talk a lot about men who become women. And the reason is because they are so dominant. And it goes to show you that the physiology, you can pretend, oh, I'm going to play God and I'm going to become a man. I'm going to become a woman and I'm going to feminize myself or whatever. No, you're not. It's not going to happen. Your DNA is still fighting against you. Now, science is going to continue to work on it because science, that's what, when Democrats tell you trust the science, they want you to believe that they can make the better human being, the perfect human being. Forget God. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Don't just, when I give out these, the way to contact us, I don't want you to just to like hear it, and it's like a radio public service, call and signal, you know, the Kevin Jackson Network. Why do I tell you that? Go check it out. Go see everything we're involved in. We're helping at-risk kids. We're challenging Hollywood with the Flick Fest. We're doing a lot of really interesting things. So I would tell you, go check it out. Also, we have things that we do that where you can help us. But you help yourself. The Transact card is on there. If you get one of these cards, it's $2 a month, $25 a year, give or take. Well, it is $25 a year, but it's roughly $2 a month. But that card's going to save you hundreds of dollars over the year. And I mean, you may even take a vacation for free on the card because of your purchases. You can tie it to other cards. Just check it out. You don't have to believe me, but I hope you do because I have credibility. There are people always, Kevin, how can we help? How can we help? That's how you can help. I know you're using the credit card. You're probably getting a fee. This fee is going to be the best fee you pay because it's going to save you money. Places you shop, stores, Wine Country, Best Buy, Home Depot, Lowe's, Urban Outfitters. I don't know where you shop. I know this. Everywhere you shop, there's some rebate. And if you don't have to clip coupons and have your little coupon book and it's already there, use it. That's already on our website. And you help us by doing it. I don't know how much. I'm not paying my kid's college education with it. Not that he's going to college, because I may have to negate that. But let me put it this way. We're not buying Ferraris with what you're doing to help us. We get by. But incrementally, if the 500 people that are part of my warrior class, my Navy SEALs, the people that give us the $20 a month, if they did it, I don't know what it'll generate, but it'll help. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to build voices. And not only do you want to hear my voice, don't you want to hear Charles Love's voice, the guy that I got on the Tucker Show when he was on Fox, or Chris Harris, who I got on the Good Morning America, and now he does Real America's Voice and OAN. Lawrence Johnson, who we're starting to build right now, who runs One Urban Voice for us as part of Seeking Educational Excellence. We do tons. Check it out. Pound for pound, I'm going to tell you, I have no doubt in saying this, and I don't know that we'll ever be able to prove it, but pound for pound, I think my organization gets more done to help save this republic than anybody. And that's with a meager, measly budget financed by people that don't have the money. That would be the Jackson family. But we still do it. Because when the people founded this country, they said, you have to be willing to give up your treasure. Well, I've done it. And I've proven that I'm willing to do it. When I walked away from a six-figure job at Fox because they wanted me to take back the truth. Moving on in this would you believe it? Or you wouldn't believe it. The next one I don't care too much about. It's drafting women. Because I don't know that, I'm not going to speak for women. There are women that are ready to fight. And I remember when they didn't draft women. But they said the U.S. narrowly avoided a draft for women, which was supported by many elected officials who were conservatives. But we were going to draft women. I guess, I don't know, you can volunteer as a woman in the armed forces. I don't know. But this next one is definitely something we should all be thinking about. And here's what I would ask you. Would you believe that we would build a society that is supposed to be a civilized society? You ready? And they will not prosecute crime. They go on to say this. In many U.S. cities, serious crimes are not prosecuted and crime has surged, with a dozen cities breaking annual homicide records. We live in an age where the criminal element, in many cases, is treated better than the people who live their lives on the up and up. If you watch enough TV, I don't want to get into, because you get into fiction versus whatever, but I don't think Hollywood has a bone in its body for creativity. What it does is it takes real life and then it Hollywoodizes it, And there's a show right now I'm watching where a guy, he's a drug dealer, and they talk about the law firm that represents him says this: we represent his legitimate businesses. I get it. He deals his drugs, he takes the money, he funnels it into the legitimate businesses. Well, it, by definition, that doesn't make them legitimate businesses. But let me put it to you this way. If a criminal is running your business, it's not a legitimate business. But I understand that we're parsing things here, because you could be running a legitimate business, a dry cleaner, and skimming off the top, or maybe, you know, there's other businesses that would probably make it easier. So I get what they're trying to say, the nuance of it. But I'm telling you the nuance of it. This guy's a drug dealer. And just so you know, I have a little bit of experience with this, because an acquaintance of mine was a drug dealer in the Bahamas, and he went legit after years. He went legit, and he owned almost everything on the island, the communication system. He owned almost every fast food chain. He owned multiple restaurants. He owned condo complexes. And in fact, he said to me, "Do you want to be the governor of one of these islands?" And I probably should have taken him up on it. Hey, welcome. How are you? Governor Jackson, Governor Kevin. Walking around in my Speedos, my flip-flops all day. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, crime. We don't even prosecute it. And we do the opposite. Chicago's letting people go who've got homicides. Second-degree murder, you can get out on what they call your own recognizance. Released on your own recognizance. They call it ROR. Second-degree homicide. Arson. Things like this. Would you have believed this if I told you that they're going to let hardened criminals back out on the street? People who have raped, killed people.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Still no vote on a ceasefire from the UN. They've once again postponed that vote on the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Following hours of intense negotiations, the United States requesting that the vote be deferred until 10 a.m. Eastern tonight. California considering the possibility of copying Colorado by excluding former President Trump from the Golden State's ballot. IKEA facing disruptions caused by attacks on ships in the Red Sea by by Houthi rebels. They are assessing alternative supply routing options. Military promotions are back after Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville lifted his blockade, yielding to pressure from within his own party. He had been obstructing all military promotions since February to express his objection to the Pentagon's abortion policy. Corey Myers, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What is the biggest thing you wouldn't have believed in, you know, a decade if I'd said it was going to happen? I mean, I'm talking about the first thought that comes to mind. What would you not believe? We've gone over a few of them. Men is women. That to me is one that I would have been like, you've got to be kidding me. But then again, I say the same thing about lockdowns. Again, I say the same things about releasing criminals back into society. I wouldn't have believed it. I wouldn't have believed that the media lies as much as it does. I wouldn't. I wouldn't have believed that our government would actually do a coup against a sitting president. I wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't believe that the government would orchestrate a cover-up of that coup to the degree that they did. I'm just giving you some food for thought. I wouldn't believe that we would spend trillions of dollars on climate farce, on weather. If you had said to me that we will be paying for the air that we breathe, I would have said to you, you must be losing your ever-loving mind. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. We're going to get to some of these, because this is an article I'm looking at from the Federalist. And here's what happened to me. I'm thinking over the holidays, what do I want to talk about? What is it that we should be looking at and asking? What are the questions that spur us to think differently? And I asked myself, what is it that I wouldn't have believed that's happening that is happening? Now, we can look at it technologically. If I said to my great-grandfather, would you believe, or even my grandfather, for that matter, would you believe there's going to be a device that I'll hold in my hand? It's going to be a phone, just like the tethered one that he grew up with, and it's going to take a signal from outer space. But not only is it going to take that signal and give me phone coverage to anywhere in the world, it's going to be used as a navigation system that's going to replace your maps. It's going to be used as a camera, for a video camera that, by the way, is better than any camera you ever imagined. You can use it as a recording device, as an audio recording device. You can watch movies on it, listen to your radio stations on it. It's going to be full service. It will have all the things that you need to do your job. You can look up, there's going to be this thing called the internet, and you're going to be able to look up anything you want. You won't need to carry encyclopedias, whatever. Somebody asks you a question, you are now the smartest person in the world as long as you have a signal. If I said that to my grandma, he would, boy, we can get you some help. Your grandma, we'll figure it out. My grandfather would have said to me. My grandfather had, I got to tell you guys, my grandfather and many people in my family, but my grandfather had so much respect for my intellect. It was, I think back on it, and because I didn't realize it to what degree it was, but and I wrote about it, I think, in my first book. I'm pretty sure I did. But when I was about 8 years old, I read voraciously. I was a voracious reader. And we had these Audubon Society books. that had all kinds of, you know, when you're talking about nature, they got all the rakukule and, you know, all the different genesis of, you know, and species and all that different stuff. And I just knew it inherently because I read voraciously. I've actually read a ton more as a child than I do now. But anyway, my grandfather would pull me aside randomly and he'd say, "Kev, come over and sit with me." And I'd sit down with him and he'd say, he'd take one of these books and he'd say, "Just read that." And I'd take these complicated books and I would read it with ease. And my grandfather would sit there. He had a way of crossing his legs and he put his hands on his knees and he'd stare out the window, you know, as he's contemplating. And I'm thinking he's interested in the subject, you know, but that wasn't it. He was I can tell you, he never said it to me, but, and I look back on it in retrospect, my grandfather was fascinated at how easily it was for me to read. And my grandfather would read stuff. And it would be very staccato, you know, and then the ball was kicked to the other player. And then he went on to score the goal. That's the way he read. He read like somebody learning how to read. Now he could read, but it took him a while. I read and I mean, it just flowed. It was like poetry. And it fascinated him. And my grandmother, the reason why I know he was fascinated with intellect is my grandmother would say, he used to do the same thing with your mother. And I would go, really? She goes, your grandfather loves smart people. And it's because he went to the sixth grade. And he probably wondered where would he be had he had those opportunities. Anyway, we're going to move on. What wouldn't you believe? Massive illegal immigration is the next one in this Federalist thing. It says millions of immigrants have crossed illegally into the U.S. this year. Record numbers. The Biden administration also considered, get this, paying $450,000 in reparations to illegal immigrant families separated at the border. Would you believe that we would pay? Think about what it takes to become a legal citizen. You pay money to get into this country and to do it the right way. And if you come illegally, you could get $450,000 of reparations. What kind of bizarro world nonsense is that? That's the world we live in now. And you think we got to fight people over this? Look, there's not a leftist on the planet who knows, who would believe that's a fair system. What are you going to pay? Who else do you pay for separating them from their kids? Think about the parents who go to these school board meetings fighting for the rights, parental rights for their children. They get their kids taken from them over some stupid technicality. What are you going to pay them? People actually protecting their families. The next one we've kind of covered, but it's widespread censorship. They said, now, at the time of this writing, they said the former president of the United States is still banned from Facebook and Twitter. Big tech censors debate on the most important topics of the day. Comedians can't make jokes. You know, the guy that got arrested and sent to prison because he joked about voting for Hillary at whatever time back in 2016? I mean, do we really need to cover censorship? Because we all went through it. You're talking to the guy who, at this very moment, as you're hearing my voice, I'm still censored. I know I'm in FBI books and CIA and NSA, and I must be one powerful little son of a gun because they still shadow ban me. They will not let my stuff go out. And I think it's people say, "Oh, Kevin, you're being egotistical," because I think it's because they know how powerful his voice would be. See, I don't have an agenda except to help the country and to make it better and to make every individual that I have come into contact with a better person in some small way. And it isn't me doing it. It's them deciding to do it based on whatever my words are. That's it. I want everybody to think differently, feel differently, be differently, however you define it. I'm not going to tell you how to do it. And I think that message is amazing. I remember I was so smart when people would say, "I'll give you 3 wishes and you can't wish for more wishes." And I said, "I just need one. I want to have the ability to influence anybody I speak to. That would be my wish. Because at that point, what do I need? If I need a car, hey, can I borrow your car? Yeah, Kevin, it would be nice if you let me borrow your car. Well, Kevin, I'm thinking you might be in need of a car. Here, toss me some keys. Well, in a strange way, that's what you do on this very program. You say, hey, listen, here's something that I'm thinking about. What are your thoughts? Your job, the job of someone is, an influencer is to make enough sense of it that people go, In military school, we defined leadership, not that I'm considering myself a leader, I do actually, but I'm not saying to you. But we define leadership as the ability to gain willful cooperation. That was our definition in military school. Willful cooperation. I'm not coercing you to do anything. You must want to do it. And what that means is some kind of an emotional chord has to be struck between us. It's a deal that we make unwittingly, unknowingly. And that deal ends up binding us together. And many of us, we've made those deals. The guys, when Bob contacted me and told me, Kevin, I don't like the way you're talking about my church, but he did it in a nice way, and we've become brothers. And my cigar club in Florida, I can't wait to see that gang again. Some of the best people on the planet. Many others, couple Bob and Carol that you hear me talk about. My old regional manager, he's known me probably longer than any listener that I have. He knew me when I was 20 years old, getting out of college, out of engineering school, and first getting into sales. And many others. We've connected on some level that binds us together. Anyway, censorship. All these guys lied. Facebook, Twitter at the time, Google, algorithms built around stopping the truth. And you know, we're still here. We're still communicating with each other. That's a good thing. If we come back, we're going to run through this list pretty quick because we're going to be out of time. But we're covering things you wouldn't believe. Hang in there, folks. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What would you find to be unbelievable 5 years ago, 10 years ago? It's happening today. That stretches your imagination to a point where you're like, what? No way. It would be like finding out that, yeah, I don't know, the Fonz is a mousy little Jewish guy. Or that the guy who wrote "I Write the Song" didn't write the song. Anyway, I don't know what would be mind-blowing to you, but I know there are many things that are blowing my mind, and the mind of Kevin Jackson is a vast place, my friends. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Parents labeled as terrorists. We touched on this earlier. This is another one of the... this is based on an article written in the... who wrote this? I don't remember. But anyway, good article. The Federalist, thank you. That's why you have producers. Parents were labeled domestic terrorists by Biden's Justice Department for showing up at school board meetings with complaints. Schools aren't telling parents what they teach. Politicians are denying the obvious that young people are being taught using public funds and institutions that their country is racist. That they, by definition of their school, ethnicity, are racist or underprivileged in some way. Since when did we start teaching this type of stuff to our children? We're teaching victimization. Since when has that worked anywhere? That's like, I mean, really? There's no build up here. There's no finding. How do you find somebody's passion when you go, well, you're just a poor little black child. I mean, everything is against you. Oh, well, what do you think you're going to adopt? It takes a big mind to overcome that. They tried it with me in elementary school, and I rejected it. But I'm one of the rare kids that goes, no, you're not going to get me to think that way. President's mental abilities doubted. I mean, can you believe a time when, believe it or not, 20% of Democrats, when Joe Biden was running in 2020, thought he had a mental disability. And they want you to believe he won. 20% of his own party said, this dude is demented. They go on to say, Biden misspeaks regularly to the point that many commentators doubt he's really the one running the country. I mean, you could expound on that in multiple ways. I don't have the time, or I would. But this is in 2020, they thought Joe Biden was a dolt. Now they know it. And there are people who still want this guy to be in charge. They know he's mentally and physically not capable of running the country, but anything but Trump. He goes on, asking athletes for advice. People turn to athletes and actors more and more for their advice and opinions, as many other societal leaders seem to have abdicated their duties to lead. I will tell you, we're guilty of this in the conservative movement. Charlie Kirk's event was happening over the weekend. Partly over the weekend. And during the week, and they had a basketball player, and you know what he did? He was invited there because he refused to kneel, and he wouldn't wear a Black Lives Matter shirt. Now, I'll be honest with you, I'm proud that he did that, but that's not heroic. I'm not comparing myself to him, but does anybody think that I would kneel during any event, and I would wear a Black Lives Matter shirt? Of course not. None of the black conservatives I know would do anything of the sort. But we idolize somebody that's perceived to be something different. It's where I go into this thing of, we always seem to care more about people who've made a conversion or we think breaks the mold. Look, I'm not saying this guy shouldn't have been lauded. He should. He had the stage to do that and he didn't. And that puts him above me in that respect. But at the end of the day, it's just an ordinary thing that he should have done. But we've gotten to that point where beautiful melodies can come out of somebody's voice. Or if they're an athlete or an entertainer, we give them more credibility. People reference Bill Maher. Is it Bill Maher? Oh, Bill Maher's on our side now. Until he's not. You know who I care about? I care about the people who are consistently on my side. See, Bill Maher's going to show up to some fights. Kevin Jackson's going to show up to all your fights. Next one, record debt inflation. With U.S. National debt, the money supply increased by more than a third in 18 months. The U.S. is experiencing the worst inflation in 40 years. Energy prices are up. One of the bigger events of the year was in May when the main pipeline carrying gasoline to the East Coast was shut down due to a cyber attack. If you had said to me, well, we're going to have record inflation in the future and all that, okay, that happens. Here's what I will tell you. It would have been unexpected under Donald Trump. If you had said to me under Trump, boy, we got record inflation and whatever, I would have been like, what? But under Biden, nope, predictable. The next one they talk about, which is one that we've already covered, and it's a fact, COVID restrictions continue and some have increased. Initially sold as 2 weeks to slow the spread, lockdowns, masks, and vaccine mandates continue. 2 years since COVID started. Some U.S. cities such as L.A., New York, and D.C. are now segregating people. That kind of gives you an idea of when this was written. I think it was written in 2021. But it gives you an idea of what was going on at the time. But those restrictions, if you, again, the frontier spirit of America is, look, you do what you want to do, I'll do what I want to do. And we've got people that were all bought in on COVID. Fine. You want to put yourself as the boy in the bubble? Go for it. Just leave me alone. But we had a government, and here's, if you had said this to me, Kevin, your government is going to work in conjunction with the Chinese, unleash a pathogen onto the world, blow it up to monumental proportions as if everybody's going to die, so that we can then lock people down and use these draconian measures. And then we're going to cover up our participation in the Wuhan lab study, gain-of-function research, by censoring information, which goes back to one of the earlier things about Facebook and Twitter and all that. We're going to censor information so the truth doesn't get out and a lie gets propagated. And part of it is, we want to experiment with population control through a vaccine that we will mandate that you take, and you're going to be a sheep, and most of you are going to do it because we said it, and you're going to get introduced to this thing called mRNA where we can flip the switch and cut you off whenever we want. I would have said, you are crazy. Man, you're the biggest. What's up, Alex Jones? I would have absolutely thought you were conspiratorial. I wouldn't have believed it. But that's where we are. We have governments that can lock you down. We have people that will tell you, you better wear your mask, you better stay quarantined, etc., while they go out with their friends and have private dinners at restaurants, get their hairdressers to open up their salons for them, etc., etc. Here's one. Major scientific advances not celebrated. He says, every year brings some new scientific advances, but this year, living in such a great division in society, these breakthroughs were not universally accepted. Surely the greatest impact of science this year was a widespread rollout of COVID vaccines. Oh, you lost me there. Sorry, Federalist. That is not one of the things that I would put on my list. So I'm skipping through that. And this just goes to show you, you don't always agree with everybody. Here's another one. Losing our lead. While traveling to space sure sounds sci-fi, the U.S. is losing its lead in science. China continued its advances towards surpassing the U.S. in technology by stealing it and launching a supersonic missile capable of carrying a nuclear warhead. The missile circled the Earth once and barely missed its target. It approached the target traveling at least 5 times the speed of sound, a capability no country has previously demonstrated. This is according to Financial Times. The Pentagon is unsure how China overcame the constraints of physics by firing countermeasures from a vehicle traveling at hypersonic speeds. Yeah, I'm not convinced that anybody has better technology than us. I'm convinced that they steal it better than we do. But I don't believe that. I've touched on some other things. Global climate change. The stealing, the theft of an election. If you had said to me our election was going to get stolen the way that it was, we would have the information right in front of us, but nothing would happen. I would have said you're a liar. If you had said to me that we wouldn't have rooted out a crooked president like Joe Biden, who's obviously got us embroiled in wars, proxy wars, because of him being embattled and them having the goods on him, I would have said no way years ago. Or that his son, the crackhead, was going to run his business and they would protect him. I would have said no way. So they missed a few things on here, but they got most of it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Six.